Winter is Coming in Spain. In case you're not familiar with Game of Thrones, that is a reference to the HBO series and its world of the Seven Kingdoms. It was filmed in part in Spain. Fans are flocking there for Game of Thrones-themed tours and looking for echoes of the show in Spanish politics. Lauren Freyer visited the set in Seville.
Welcome to the mythical kingdom of Dorne.
Dorne is the southernmost of the Seven Kingdoms.
That's George R.R. Martin, author of the Game of Thrones books. He may call this Dorne, but in real life, it's Seville. This city's ancient Moorish palace, the Alcázar, is where parts of Season 5 were filmed. That's brought about 25% more tourists here, fans like Sam Dawson from Minnesota.
Everything looks really familiar, like the architecture and whatnot. I've traveled to a couple of the other locations where they filmed, and so it's like got the exact same vibes.
HBO got unprecedented access to Seville's palace, where they shot for about a month, transforming it into the water gardens where Prince Doran Martell resides, mourning his brother's death.
Your brother was murdered, and you sit here in the water gardens, staring at the sky and doing nothing.
More than 85,000 locals applied to be extras on the Game of Thrones set. Pepe Pajares was one of them. He's a tour guide who takes fans through the palace every day.
So when we go to the garden and say, this is the water garden, yes, it's like amazing.
He says people are so obsessed, they're looking for plot parallels with Spanish politicians. At a recent left-wing political rally, activists dressed up as rival Game of Thrones characters. And when the leader of the left-wing Podemos party met Spain's king back in April, he defied royal protocol and handed him a gift. A DVD box set of Game of Thrones. I told him it's a series he'll definitely like if he wants to understand the political crisis in Spain, Iglesias told reporters afterward with a wink. Iglesias wants to get rid of Spain's monarchy, and his new slogan is Winter is Coming for those in power. He even edited a new book entitled To Win or to Die, Political Lessons from Game of Thrones. Dani Iraberi is one of his co-authors. He compares the people power of Spain's Podemos with the Game of Thrones character Khaleesi, mother of the dragons. She doesn't just free the slaves, she empowers them to free themselves, he says. And that's what we see with Podemos, a political movement that tries to empower citizens to stand up to their oppressors, the ruling class. Conservative political commentators are jumping on the Game of Thrones bandwagon, too. Ruben Herrero says even if Spanish conservatives are cast as the Lannisters, the TV show's villains, well, that's realpolitik, he says.
The Lannister are realists, classical realism. It's like, I don't mind the nature of my partners while I am power.
Herrero's conservatives may lose that hold on power in Spanish elections this fall. But this summer, Game of Thrones Season 6 starts shooting in Spain once again. For NPR News, I'm Lauren Freyer in Seville, Spain.